All right, now we're talking with Coach Derek Geary, Gloucester High School Hockey, after their opening win tonight in the MIAA Division II tournament. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a fantastic year.
Oh, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Looking back, Derek, and I know you're on your way home here, and I know it's been a busy night, but looking back over the season, before we talk about tonight's win in the tournament over Hopkinton, is there a particular game or two that stands out? Because you've had some tremendous games with mostly Northeast Conference foes, in particular Masconomet. But tell me about how you assess the season with respect to the league and getting into the D2 tournament, ranked number two.
I think it's been a great season. I think that the kids have played with their hearts throughout the year. I think that the team has kind of gelled more and more as the season progressed. We might even be peaking at the right time. I guess we have to prove that over the next four games. But I feel like it's been a good cycle, and I think that the pretty challenging schedule that they faced helped prepare them for that.
How did the scrimmage go with the prep this week? What was that like?
That was great. Both teams were going hard with the idea that nobody was going to get injured. But I thought that we skated right with them. So, I think this is a very talented team that's capable of playing with just about anyone in the state.
Okay, and I'm sure you know by now the prep won their opening game tonight as well. Coach, before we get to tonight's game, I got to ask you one thing about discipline. Gloucester plays with a lot of passion. They traditionally have since the time that you were skating, and by playing with passion, sometimes you get into a little trouble and get sent to the sidelines there for a minute and a half or 2 minutes. How's the discipline been with your kids? Because they are very, very emotionally passionate and strong-willed.
I thought it was outstanding tonight. I thought that was the headline takeaway. We were playing in front of the biggest crowd, home crowd, that any of our players had ever played in front of. And I thought we used that to our advantage, kind of fueled on the emotion of that rather than play to the more, primal, bad emotions that sometimes a big crowd, bad hit, that kind of thing. I thought that we were unselfish, the puck movement was excellent tonight. Haverhill was a little bit overmatched with our speed, so when you get in a game like that, maybe some guys might have a tendency to try to take it upon themselves to go through four guys and score a goal, and we didn't have any of that. We had good puck movement, and it was our speed that was the difference, I thought, in the game. And also, this game got a little bit chippy. I felt like maybe a bit one-sided, and Gloucester kept their head. So,
okay. All right, I get that. Little frustration sometimes sets in no matter who you're playing for and what sport. I totally get that. But Coach, you mentioned one thing that's really cool. After a year and a half, 2 years almost of no crowds and then the masks, you had a crowd tonight as big as I think as we've had in 04 or 05.
I love it. I love it. And I love our student section. I think it's the best I've seen since I've been coaching. They're very spirited. They've got some funny chants, and they really get the kids going, so it's been a nice touch.
Highlights from tonight, Coach, because I was not at the game. Where I'm sitting here at Scoreboard Central trying to monitoring all these things. Highlights from your game?
Well, our elite players played really well, and Costanzo had three goals, Marshall had three goals.
Oh, my.
Cunningham had a goal and assist, and Jewell was all over the ice as usual. So, the ability of those kids, and Delaney, when he's healthy, unfortunately, he's out with a shoulder injury at the moment. But, tonight, Costanzo, Marshall, Jewell, Cunningham, their ability to create time and space with their puck handling ability is really special, and they were able to also see the ice well and had some really nice passing plays that ended up in the back of Haverhill's net.
At this point, Derek, do you know when or where the next game is and against whom, or is that just too early?
I'm waiting to hear from the athletic director, but I'm kind of hoping it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see.
Okay, I'll have that posted from the website from the. All right, and final question for you, Coach, is the big names get all the ink. Is there a kid or two you could point out to as Mr. All-Around Contributor who's helping out and maybe giving a little bit beyond, above and beyond what you might have expected? Because you've got some real superstars. You've got a high-powered offense there, a terrific team. It's a terrific division. League in the Northeastern Conference. But is there a kid or two you might mention that we haven't heard about?
Well, how about our goaltender, Nick Tarantino?
Mm-hmm.
He has been rock solid, really all year, but he's progressively gotten better and better to the point where he's, our clear number one goalie at the moment, and I think he's playing his best hockey of the season right now. Both our goalies are wonderful kids that, because we only have two goalies in our program, have had to play varsity and JV, both practices at times. So, workhorses, never complain, always there, always smiling, wonderful kid, Nick Tarantino, and heck of an athlete. I could go down our whole roster. But,
right.
There's the defenseman that probably most people don't talk about, Chris Logicono, sophomore. Just gritty, always giving 150%, and in a way has kind of been the anchor of our blue line in some ways. I mean, Frades and Schuster and Maroney, seasoned veterans, always great, but Chris Logicono has really taken on a more of a premier defenseman role this year, and he's certainly a player that's very important to us.
Great to hear it, Coach. Great to hear it. All right, Derek, I'll check in with you later when we get things settled down, but thanks for talking to me tonight. I know how busy it is and how tired you guys must be, but congratulations on not only tonight's win, but also just a fantastic season. Very competitive, very enjoyable in the Northeastern Conference. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, let's keep it going.
Amen. Talk to you later, Derek. Take care.
Okay.
All right, Coach. That is Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.